it is definitely something that is realistic and achievable, really, because we're such a small island. We have an innate ability to act really quite fast and adapt to situations. And we have that ability to knit together and become kind of a hotbed for green technology. As we've seen, the islands of Orkney, for example, they've gone really into the green technology testbed area and kind of making them a world-class location for that. Why do we not follow? Why do we not lead in that example? It's perfectly achievable to have an earlier target date. Even if some MHK has been calling for 2040, we can say, well, 5 years sooner, what is it in reality? It's 5 years sooner of emitting less carbon, of kind of warming the earth less. That's kind of very, very, very important to do. And we've seen kind of countries like Denmark, Norway, they've all committed again to earlier targets than 2040.
In terms of looking forward, starting with the short term, with this new administration coming in the short term, what do you think are the most important targets that should be hit?
Well, I think first of all is looking at the whole process overall and seeing where's our pathway, where do we want to reach. And in Professor Curran report that he set out pathways, although yes, he was tied by the political viewpoint that 2050 was going to be our carbon neutrality date, we can adapt to those proposals and look at those pathways and be saying, okay, let's say 2035, that's our new target for carbon neutrality. Where do we need to work down from there, work backwards? What do we need to do to reach that? And that's something which is incredibly key within the first kind of year or even few months of the administration, because the more we do now in the next 5 years, the greater impact it will have than if we wait again, dither and delay for five more years, and then our impacts, it's even harder to reach that target. So the more work we do now, the easier it is in the future.